After hearing closing arguments Friday morning, the jury deliberated for about 4 hours and on several occasions asked to hear portions of the trial replayed. The verdict was delivered at about 3:30 Friday afternoon. Several jurors declined to comment after the trial. The state had accused Aquacock of beating and strangling a girlfriend he was living with in New Steahawk early on January 16th of this year. The prosecutor played tape of Aquacock's arrest where he could be heard shouting very vulgar threats to the girlfriend and the arresting officer. The VPSO took photos of what the state said were clear indicators of physical injury on the woman's hands and neck. Aquacock's attorney focused his defense on the testimony of the alleged victim and called two witnesses to testify that she was known to be untruthful. He highlighted inconsistencies in testimony she had provided in court, in previous interviews, and before the grand jury. He also called the jury's attention to the victim's statement that she had consumed around a half a fifth of whiskey on the night in question. The defense admitted that the victim had caught Aquacock kissing her sister earlier in the day and suggested that any injuries she might have had could have come from a fight between the two sisters, not from being assaulted by Aquacock. The defense attorney said that the state had not met the burden of proof, and the jurors agreed. The case was closed when they handed down not guilty verdicts on the four counts presented them. However, Aquacock was not immediately free to go Friday. At the time of his January arrest, Aquacock was on probation for a 2009 assault conviction. Judge Daniel Shalley, who presided over the trial, agreed with the probation officer's findings that Aquacock had violated five separate conditions of his release, including drinking alcohol and changing his address without authorization. That means Aquacock may still serve some, if not all, of the remaining 27 months of jail time previously suspended from his 2009 sentence. He remains out of custody on $7,500 bail. Judge Shalley will hear arguments from the attorneys about his sentencing on the petition to revoke probation on October 4th. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.